Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Relief is in sight, with the Weather Bureau expecting the last of the cold fronts to cross the coast this morning, with winds to ease from this afternoon. The wild weather has brought down trees and power lines, leaving more than 8,000 properties without electricity. Perth Airport was forced to stop outbound flights late yesterday due to a major outage. Things are back up and running this morning. Public sector workers are moving ahead with plans to rally outside Parliament House on August 17 as they call for a better wage offer. Union's WA Secretary Owen Whittle says the government's revised plans for a one-off payment and a 3% increase this year and next fall short.
One-off payments are just one-off. We want to see that payment rolled into the base rate so workers get that year in, year out. And also we believe that the second year, the slight 3% pay increase is a low offer and should be revised upwards.
Investigations are continuing after a cyclist suffered serious injuries when her bike collided with a car in Perth's southern suburbs. It happened at the intersection of Stock and Winterfold Roads in Coobala last Wednesday afternoon. Witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage should contact Crime Stoppers. And 21,000 Aussies have signed up to become blood and plasma donors since the ban on donations from people who'd been in the UK during the mad cow disease outbreak was lifted. The change kicked in last Monday. WA has experienced the biggest uptick, with 25% of last week's donations made by former UK residents. In sport, it was another golden night in the pool at the Commonwealth Games. Ariane Titmus taking out the 800-metre freestyle final, setting a new Games record, while Emma McKeon claimed her 13th gold medal in the medley relay. West Aussie Nina Kennedy picked up gold in the pole vault, and Wildcat skipper Jesse Wagstaff and former Cat star Greg Heyer have won silver in the 3x3 basketball.
Listener.